tree sitting is getting to be kind of a profession these days. In a Southern California suburb, an email message went out a few weeks ago. Tree sitter urgently needed. Bring your own equipment. A man named John Quigley responded to the call to save an old oak, and he's still up there trying to block the bulldozers. But tree sitting is much more common in the old growth forests of Northern California. There, a kind of mini protest industry has developed, a subculture frustrating the lumber industry and developers. Reporter Jason Margolis visited a community of tree sitters in Freshwater, just outside of Eureka, California.
Living in a redwood tree 130 feet above the ground may seem like lonely work, but it's hardly an isolated activity.
You're inspiring many people.
Yay.
It's great.
I hope so.
So many tree sits.
I called Governor Gray Davis.
A 27-year-old woman who calls herself Remedy has been living by herself in this 1,200-year-old redwood for almost 8 months. She's visited often by friends and supporters who bring her the supplies she needs for her aerial camp. On this day, they come to the base of the tree to bring food, water, and cell phone batteries. They take away trash and bathroom waste.
Mm-hmm.
It's a complicated transfer that Remedy orchestrates from her perch, using bags and ropes on a pulley system.
How you doing today? How's your battery?
The only way to talk to Remedy face to face is to climb up, way up. Ascending the tree is no easy task. Using only a rope and a safety belt, my heart was pounding as I made the exhausting and terrifying 13-story climb. Finally, midway up the tree, Remedy's platform appears. Wearing a blue bandana and eyeglasses, Remedy looks like the All-American girl next door, except that she's a little dirtier, and she lives in a tree. She's trying to protect it from the lumber mills and make a political point.
Tree sitting works. Tree sitting is the only thing that's effective at this point. If the system worked, if changing the laws worked, if going to court and getting court orders worked, then people wouldn't have to sit in trees.
Remedy's home is sparse, a 4x8 wooden platform suspended by ropes and covered with two tarps. She has two sleeping bags, some books, clothes, a radio, and a cell phone. She uses a ceramic bucket to go to the bathroom and takes sponge baths to stay reasonably clean. 15 feet below, she has a smaller platform, what she calls her guest room. Remedy maneuvers between platforms, pulling or lowering herself along the rope.
My forearms are huge!
In the past decade, tree sits have been popping up all over California, the Pacific Northwest, and even Indiana and Ecuador. Today, there are around 20 tree sitters in Northern California alone. In fact, it's almost becoming overcrowded up here. One tree sitter who calls herself Ren lives just 100 feet away from Remedy.
How you doing?
A small community has grown around the tree sitting movement. While many are associated with the environmental activist group Earth First, they say there's no formal organization to manage the tree sits. This 22-year-old man who's taken the name Lodgepole builds the platforms for the tree sitters. Hanging from the trees suspended by ropes, it's a risky job.
We do a lot of late night work, we make our platforms and stuff in the towns during the days, but we haul them out there because we're pretty much always trespassing when we do our direct action.
Tree sitting is illegal and sometimes dangerous. Two tree sitters have died over the past year, falling to their deaths from high perches in the trees. And the targets of these protests, companies like Pacific Lumber, which own much of the forest around Freshwater, are becoming increasingly frustrated by the tree sitters, who they term eco-terrorists. Mary Bullwinkle is their spokesperson.
Once we get an approved harvest plan, we think that all the environmental concerns have been addressed, and we'd like to be able to, you know, conduct our legitimate business without having these interruptions, these, you know, illegal interruptions.
But back in her tree, Remedy is immovable.
I'll come down when the tree is safe.
130 feet up, it's peaceful and warm for now. But Remedy is bracing for winter and the long months ahead. For NPR News, I'm Jason Margolis in the treetops of Freshwater, California.